This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. Security forces in Saudi Arabia are continuing to search for the body of American engineer Paul Johnson, who was beheaded by Islamist militants in the capital, Riyadh, last Friday. The murder of Paul Johnson and several other foreigners this month has deeply shaken the American expatriate community in the Saudi kingdom. From Riyadh, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on how Americans are coping with the threats against them.
American expatriates, who once considered Saudi Arabia one of the safest assignments overseas, are now gripped with a sense of dread. Their walled compounds were designed to segregate Westerners from the closed Saudi society. Today, as armored personnel carriers take up positions at the entrances, the compounds have become bunkers in the hope of walling out the Saudi threat. Few Americans are prepared to talk on tape for fear of being targeted. This wife of an American defense industry executive asks to be identified as simply Robin, not her real name. She says the abduction and beheading of American engineer Paul Johnson Friday night has sent a shudder through the expat community.
When it was announced on TV, we were having dinner, and I think most of us just lost our appetite. It just got very quiet. I think it's initially shock, horror, and then just anger about it.
Anger not only at the militants who claimed responsibility for a series of deadly assaults on foreigners here in recent weeks, but also at what Robin and many expats view as bungling by Saudi officials. The militants themselves have reported on a website that they were assisted by members of the Saudi security forces. Saudi officials deny that. But Robin says such denials have not calmed the unease among expats over their personal security.
There's another story out there somewhere. We're not being told the facts, all the facts, and it just doesn't add up. We have to question how safe we are. Can they keep us safe?
Robin's well-appointed compound is complete with riding stables, swimming pool, and golf course. At a meeting yesterday, the Saudi owner told nervous residents about plans to reinforce security with more barbed wire and electrified fencing. Residents seemed pleased with the precautions. While there is fear, there is no panic here, no rush to leave Saudi Arabia. Robin says some Americans are in denial about how serious the situation is. Others stay, thinking it will pass. Still others, she says, stay out of the belief that leaving would cede ground to terrorists.
That good old American attitude of hanging in there because you don't want the bad guys to win. You kind of get your back up. Now, whether that's self-destructive or not, I don't know, but you can't let them win.
But Robin says the compound is full of conversations about whether the time has come to go. Nearly 2.5 years into their second tour in the kingdom, Robin says she too has had that discussion with her husband.
Prior to all this, this was a nice place to live. But with what's going on and the fact that we don't see an end in sight, I've even asked my husband, I said, I think it's time to go.
How does he feel about that?
We're a little bit older than some of the people here. Both in our 50s, and we're saying life's too short. We want to go home and enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Robin and her husband are being transferred in August to Dubai. Fellow resident Lawrence Elkins is also leaving, almost 15 years to the day that he arrived in Saudi Arabia to work for a branch of the country's water and electricity ministry. The 60-year-old former professional football player says he stands out in an agency where he is the only American. And last Wednesday, Elkins says his Saudi government employers invited him to leave. He said upon returning from a vacation 2 weeks ago, it became clear to him that he was now seen as a liability who was making the ministry a target.
I sat there for a week and I thought I was a leper. Nobody called me. I had no papers crossing my desk. And finally, I went by my superior's office and said, Mr. Lawrence, when do you want to leave? that's a pretty good hint.
Elkins accepted the invitation.
Yeah, it's time to leave. I got people. You know how many emails I've had from everywhere in the world telling me to get my rear end out of Dodge and head for Cheyenne?
The U.S. Embassy says it has no way of measuring how many Americans may have left Saudi Arabia. They are being urged to go. But American officials say they detect no major exodus yet. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Riyadh.